Welcome to the show tonight, In Plain Sight with Jeremy from Kentucky on the Republic Broadcasting Network. November 11th, Hump Day, Veterans Day. So acknowledgement to all of you veterans out there. I'm also a veteran, and I hope that you got a free lunch today or a free dinner because you deserve it. So here we are in the middle of the week. Whew, man. When was election? That was last Tuesday, wasn't it? It's still going on. It just began, as we covered last night with Patrick Slattery and Farron Shove. This fight's just started, and it's going to keep on going. But you know what else has to keep on going is support for RBN, the bastion of free speech. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, upper left-hand corner, click that menu. And you know what to do to that donate button. That's right. You want to smash it. You want to smash it in all of your excitement. Seriously, though, we need to donate. And 10, 20, 30 bucks. You know, what if a couple of thousand people did 20 bucks? That would really help out a lot. So you enjoy listening to the show. You enjoy the platform of free speech. Please donate. You can mail it. You can call it in. Just get it in. Also, I want to advertise our chat room, inplainsight.chatango.com, set up by Mer Bailey. And that's In Plain Sight with sight spelled S-I-T-E. And I'll try to check the chat room tonight. I have no guests tonight. I have a plethora of articles to cover. And I want to make this a call-in night. I have some great listeners. I can tell by the callers that I've been getting. And you're some of the most intelligent listeners and callers in all of the world, because we have callers all over the world. That call-in number, if you want to weigh in, is 512-248-8252. That's the call-in number you can use if you have unlimited minutes on your cell phone. They're not free minutes because you pay for them, but if you have unlimited, a lot of people do. Call that one. If you need to call the 1-800 number, it's 1-800-313-9443. And let me know what's going on. I want to know what you're thinking. There's some things you can't hide. I want to know what you're feeling. Tell me what's on your mind. Tonight we're going to cover COVID concentration camps. I call them concentration camps. The press and the government are just calling them quarantine areas. But I have found some evidence that there are some in Canada. I talked to Daryl from Canada last week, and we were trying to hash out whether this was true or not. They're not going to call them concentration camps, of course, but I think we know where this is going, and maybe soon come to the U.S. If we get a Biden and Harris especially. We're also going to cover there's been recounts in Georgia. They are going to recount, over 5 million votes, ballots by hand? That's a good thing. We need this investigation to start, because the more they start digging, the more evidence will come out. And it's kind of like pulling that yarn, that piece of string, you know, and then pretty soon you've unraveled the whole garment. We need evidence so that state legislatures, there's 6 Republican state legislatures in these contested states, they will be able to have the evidence and the public support that they need to change the electoral votes. We covered this last night, as I said, Patrick Slattery and Farron Shove. That's the most direct path for a Trump victory, is to get the state legislatures to change the electoral votes. And then it goes, you know, officially the electoral college votes December 14th, and then there's going to be a congressional vote in January, so it's not going to be over. Just deal with it. Kick back. If you voted, you did your part. And spread the word. Spread the word about fraud. I have a Facebook account. I've been posting as many articles as I can. I know maybe a lot of our listeners are not on social media. If that's the case, spread it at your local coffee shop. When you go to breakfast in the morning, or lunch, and let everyone know. Get the articles that you've read about fraud, get it out there and get people talking. This is what needs to happen. We the people need to stand up. It's going to be up to us, we the people, to get this fraud out there, because the mainstream media certainly is not going to do it. They're going to cover it up as much as they can. So we've got that. I've got an article on veterans' views of election. A very good article to read on Veterans Day. Basically how veterans of the United States have fought for our freedom. I know we've been in wars for Israel. I know we've been in some unjust wars, but like we still owe it to our veterans to honor them. And in their minds, they're fighting to keep America free. And in a lot of cases, maybe they are. And this freedom is what now? Now they're going to steal an election from us after all of what our great veterans have done in service for their country. It's a travesty, and that's kind of what this article covers. The election fraud is an overdrive. There is no confidence in the electoral system. The gaslighting of the media. There's the Senate runoff in Georgia. We did grab a senator, a Republican senator in Alaska, and Trump won that state officially. And so that's what we're going to cover tonight. Also, that basically Trump has gotten rid of Esper, national security, and Christopher Miller has stepped up. Trump has also replaced key members in the Pentagon. So that's kind of an overview of what we could cover should we have time. And I say that because I just got a bunch of messages from Mike that we've got callers in. So I think this is going to be a caller show. So I'm going to go to the message board here and see who we've got first. I'm going to try to give everyone time. So if you would, get on here. Let's make your point, back it up, have a general discussion, and then we'll move on to the next caller. Let's go ahead and take a call first, Mike. We have Jack. Jack in California, and I don't recognize this name. Jack, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jeremy. I just wanted to compliment you on last night's show. It was awesome. I'd like to see if you guys could do that at least once a week. I really appreciated the political commentary and opinions that you guys had. Being a original listener of Stormfront is probably one of my first call-in shows that I ever called into. I recall, obviously, that listening to you call in many, many times. I've been very critical of Trump for many reasons, which I won't list, but I think that you guys have made a compelling case in last night's commentary that this is bigger than Trump, and Trump is fighting for this big cause to save America and a free election. On the other note, I want to salute all the veterans out there, including yourself. I myself had never served. I come from my paternal side of my family all served in the military from World War I through Vietnam. My dad showed me a picture when I was 17 years old in the garage of a bunch of dead soldiers laying in a field. And he had asked me a very simple question: what's patriotic about young men losing their lives? I didn't have an answer for him, but he started to influence me about being a critical thinker. And he himself was a tank mechanic at 17 in Frankfurt, Germany, in the army, and later came back and finished his high school degree and went to community college and got into the Air Force Cadet Corps eventually. His brother was a World War II veteran and a merchant marine. Nevertheless, I didn't serve, and then I think about guys like Frank, who he knew about the Zionist wars and so forth. And I just wanted to say that, I wish that our American soldiers, as valorous and patriotic as they are, did know the truth. And I think it would be a game changer in America. I think things would change within a matter of days. And I think that that undercurrent lies within a lot of military people out there, whether they're veterans or still active duty. And I hope that they come to the call of duty to save this nation when it ultimately comes down to that. That's all I've got to say,
Yep,
bud.
totally agreed. And I was serving early in the mid-90s. I was very young, and I didn't know about Zionist wars. I didn't really know about Jewish power. But in the mid to late 90s, I remember thinking, I mean, you know, what about Israel? Like, why do we care so much? I mean, it was explained to me tactically, but it didn't make sense. And I certainly had no animosity or hostility towards Israel, but I'm just like, well, you know, why don't we worry about America? You know, why aren't we worried about our own homeland? Why do we have to go overseas? And then I remember also Clinton was trying to push the United Nations patch that all the military would wear that, and which would kind of like be the army of the world. And in the 90s, our military rejected that. Nobody wanted to go for that. So it wasn't until the early 2000s that I really started getting an anti-war sentiment and had questions about 9/11. And then my red pilling really started. But my point in saying all that is that the average rank and file military member, they're serving their country. They're taking advantage of the GI Bill and of the good pay that our great military affords us. And they're proud. They love their country. And they don't understand the larger picture. So, you know, your words are very appreciated and heartfelt, Jack. And I thank you for your call.
Yeah, thank you very much. I just would say, you know, two of the best places that I feel great about being in California is when I'm hanging out around Camp Pendleton or down on Coronado Island, where several of the naval bases are. That current of patriotism still is there. It feels like America when I'm in these places. And I try to get to them as much as possible living here in South Orange County and SoCal. But on that note, God bless America. God bless you and all the others out there that are holding the mantle and to the light, to truth, and facing darkness, because I think this is one of the darkest hours that America's having at this time. And have a good night.
Well, I totally agree. God bless you, Jack, and God bless the Republic. May we fight to keep it. Next we have Thomas. I believe that's New Mexico. Thomas, is that where you're at? You're on the show.
Yeah, from northeastern New Mexico. Yeah. I believe that there's going to be a lot of I believe there's going to be a remnant of there's going to be martyrs, I believe, soon, very soon. And the reason why I say that, because I do believe that the vaccine is the mark of the beast. I believe that nobody's going to be able to live normal. I don't believe we're never going back to last year, the way things were before. I do believe that this is a hoax. I've listened to Dr. Carrie Mygay. I don't know if you heard of her. Have you?
Dr. Carrie Mygay. No, I'm gonna Google her though, or I'm going to duck go her. I'm trying to get off of Google.
She's warning about the mRNA vaccines. Dr. Andrew Kaufman. I don't know if you've heard. Have you heard of him, Dr. Andrew Kaufman?
I have heard of him. I haven't had time to do a quick deep study on him. But is he pushing the same? Is he standing up for the same principles then?
Yeah, he's warning about the vaccines also, viruses do not spread from person to person. And I'll try. I don't know how to share it the way they use their medical terms, but from what I understand, let's say if you're married or you're helping out your significant other, and they have the flu, you can be near them, and you're not gonna. The flu doesn't spread that way. You can make breakfast for or bring tea, a cup of tea, and, you know, nurse your loved one that is, let's say, has a flu, you know, and you can help them, and a virus doesn't spread that way.
Yeah, and you know, different people also have different their immune systems are stronger or weaker depending on their diets, their DNA.
So right. That's exactly. It depends if you take care of your body. A lot of people are not dying from COVID. A lot of people are being marked up. The numbers are bogus, totally bogus. They're marking everybody as COVID. And because the state gets more money from what I'm hearing. And even another doctor in Montana, Dr. Annie Bukachuk, she's warned on YouTube that that they are manipulating death certificates. The doctors, hospitals, they're manipulating death certificates. For example, let's say I walk across the street and I get ran over and I get killed. A car hits me and I'm dead. They'll mark me up as COVID. A lot of people as COVID when they did not die of COVID. If that makes any sense.
It does, and that's even been admitted by the CDC and also Dr. Brix. I think the video has been scrubbed, but she got out and basically openly said that they're attributing to COVID anybody that dies of comorbidities if they supposedly have COVID in their system.
I've heard Dr. Andrew Kaufman and some other doctors there that COVID, all of us have COVID, and it's like a common cold. It's not going to kill anybody. The mortality rate is actually very low. It depends on how you eat. If you don't take care of yourself, for example, I was listening to this radio station. I don't want to advertise them. I was listening to somebody share, and these people are not educated. I could tell. I know about type 2 diabetes because I've had type 2 diabetes. It can go away if you take care of yourself and eat right. It can stop. You can stop type 2 diabetes. But I heard this guy that's on the radio, not on RBN, on a different. It's on a FCC station, and I couldn't listen anymore. I had to turn it down because I it sounded like these people were just uneducated, and type 2 diabetes, you get it if you eat a lot of crap that has high fructose corn syrup, and almost everything has high fructose corn syrup, everything. You got to read the labels, and you got to be careful what you put in your body. And that also has a lot to do with how you eat, and if you're going to live longer or die faster or end up with type 2 diabetes. But no, I do believe, I don't want to take up all the time. I just want to say, I do believe it's a hoax. I definitely believe it's a hoax. I believe the agenda, it's actually Agenda 21. That what's taking place under the guise of the lies of COVID. They're going to, the great reset.
Absolutely.
And I hear it sounds like a commercial.
Yeah. You're absolutely right, Thomas. I appreciate your call. We're coming up on a break, and we'll take more calls on the other side. Thank you, Thomas.
The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Well, I heard that the devil's walking around. I sold my soul and down in the dirt. I stole it back in for every day. For a moment, I don't even care.
In Plain Sight with Jeremy from Kentucky, taking new calls tonight. The devil is walking around. The book of Job, chapter 1, states that the devil walks to and fro among the earth. And the New Testament tells us that he is seeking whom he may devour like a lion. And we see that playing out in the world today. Taking your calls tonight, we have Karen in Maryland and William in Montana coming up. Let's bring on Karen. Karen, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay, hi there. I'm not sure how much you know about the Federal Reserve. Can you have a conversation about the Federal Reserve?
Yeah, it's a private bank started in 1913 by Jewish bankers, and they loan money to entire nations, countries, and they make a lot of money okay. When those countries go to war.
Well, but what do you have? Let me ask you this. Well, no. What I wanted to try to find out from you is we have a lot of government alphabet agencies. Then they have their budgets, which are classified budgets. And, you know, then you have to have a security clearance in order to work for them. And who knows what those people do all day. They may be golfing 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, you never know, because, you know, their jobs are classified. They can't discuss what kind of work they do. So how do you even know what kind of work they do? Okay. But having said that, with all of these alphabet agencies that exist and their classified budgets, my question is, what is the relationship between the currency, the Federal Reserve, which is, you know, basically the Federal Reserve is, to some extent, off the record, off the books, classified itself. The Federal Reserve is, it's not as if you, you know, can go to a Federal Reserve bank and, you know, have a conversation with a teller. That just doesn't exist. So what is the relationship between these government agencies which have classified budgets and operate off the record and the Federal Reserve currency. Would you do you have any idea if there's a, and I guess it's a fair question to ask, if the Federal Reserve did not operate like it did and the currency was not like it was, do you think these government agencies, these classified government agencies that can, you know, will not discuss what they do, do you think that they would even exist and have funding? What's the relationship between, you know, these classified government agencies and the Federal Reserve?
Well, I know that the Federal Reserve prints notes of debt, and that's basically we're in debt to who? That's a question I've never heard fully answered, but I guess the accepted answer is that we're in debt to the Federal Reserve. As far as the agencies, you know, I know that the CIA, FBI, they have budgets, and the CIA makes a lot of money on, let's say, the war on drugs, and confiscating those drugs, getting money from the government. Like we said, the Federal Reserve loans money to the government. The government then disperses to these agencies, but the agencies also have a budget where they're expected to earn money. And, you know, the FBI earns its money on domestic terrorism. And when they don't have enough domestic terrorists, they make them up. In the 50s and the 60s, the FBI had COINTELPRO, where they would put confidential informants into communist groups and Ku Klux Klan groups to try to generate a terrorist, meaning like, these confidential informants would get some bright-eyed kid that's idealistic to commit a crime, and then they would, you know, bust them and say, okay, here we have our guy. So they would try to justify their existence and their budget. So I guess that's the most plain answer I can give you, is that the Federal Reserve loans money to the government, and the government disperses to the agencies, and then the agencies justify their budget by coming up with whatever it is they're supposed to come up with.
Okay, well, let me, if I didn't ask you this way, let me just ask you this way, and Federal Reserve and, you know, Federal Reserve note. Do you think that our currency would exist? Let me ask it in reverse. Let's work backwards, not forwards. Let's work backwards. Would the CIA exist? Would the DIA exist? Would the, I'm not sure how many alphabet agencies we have. There's the DIA, there's the CIA. Let's leave the FBI out of this. Would the CIA and the DIA exist, do you think, without the Federal Reserve and without the Federal Reserve note? In other words, are they reliant upon our unaccountable currency in order to exist, do you think?
I think the answer is yes. I don't think the government would be able to afford to do all of these things without going into tremendous debt to the Federal Reserve. And, of course, the job of the CIA has always been to go to foreign governments and disrupt them in the, quote, interest of America, unquote. And that seems to be what they do. But as the Federal Reserve established in 1913, you know, was first, that was necessary for these other agencies to exist. If that answers your question, we're coming up on a break. And when I get some other callers, thank you, Karen, for your heartfelt questions. Made me think. Be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much. And welcome back to the show, Jeremy from Kentucky on In Plain Sight on RepublicBroadcasting.org. And we have lots of callers. You guys really took me up on my offer. William in Montana and Dan from Washington coming up. William, you are next. William's a special guest because I've interviewed William. He has a plethora of knowledge. And the last time we talked, the last time I interviewed you was on Alexander Dugin, Putin, and Trump. William, what do you have on your mind tonight, sir?
Well, I was listening to your program last night, and you were talking about Alexandra Lukashenko, who is the president of Belarus. And I heard him a couple days ago go on quite extensively about how we're looking at the bastion of democracy, the United States, and look at what's going on with this election. He said it was a shame, a mockery of democracy. And he pointed out that, you know, a lot of people in Europe came out and talked about his election. He's been in power for quite a few years, and they were questioning his election. And he said, you know, if you actually look at these international organizations that came out, they basically demanded that he have a new election because there were too many irregularities, they said. But he said, you know, will this organization, which is the OSCE, which is the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, it's not just Europe, it's about 57 states in Europe, Central Asia, and North America. And he said, will they ask the United States especially in some of these states where there was obvious cheating? Are they going to ask the United States to go back and have another election? And he said, actually, they won't. The German parliament and the French and the Anglo-Saxons, the English all demanded that he, basically step down until there was another election. But he said, will they go in and say, this is terrible what happened in the United States? And he said, actually, I can tell you they will do nothing. And I thought this was very interesting, too, because Lukashenko has been, talked about. It's also interesting that the United States did not come down on his election, even though a lot of European countries did. But the United States didn't, because if you look at the details of what's happening in Belarus, you'll see that, as you and Patrick Slattery, discussed, he has really done a lot for his people. Now, they can say, well, he's done it with an iron hand, but he's done a lot for his people in keeping his country healthy and also keep it from being invaded by all of this stuff that, different types of Marxist, which is interesting. Here he was a former part of the Soviet Union, and he actually, in many ways, is fighting any remnant of Marxism and trying to give people, his people, a chance to survive and to avoid the sort of globalism that seems to be engulfing the United States. So I thought it was very interesting to just see his comments and talk about, how he said, next week we will be watching this comedy at the finish line. It is a comedy and a mockery of democracy. It is good that it has happened and that we saw the essence of this happening within this so-called democracy. So he said, this is good, and it's good because it allows things to be out in the open, because it was interesting that both the Russian Federation and Belarus are members of this 57, there's 57 members to this organization, and a couple years ago, 3 years ago, I think, they actually proposed to set international standards for elections. And this was led by Russian Federation and Belarus, and this program was completely rejected by this organization because they said, you can't apply this to everywhere. You just have to apply it to obvious trouble spots like Belarus. But you certainly wouldn't want to say that you would need to apply this to the United States. And many of these proposals that were made would have come in very handy, and it certainly wouldn't have allowed this idea of, well, everyone should be allowed to have an absentee ballot. But this wasn't just absentee ballots. These were mail-in ballots that everyone knew was going to present a big problem for fraud, because there was going to be tons of these, and in some states you didn't even have to verify a signature. And I think that's something that we're going to have to deal with. And it's interesting that Lukashenko spelled it out, I think, quite clearly.
It is very, and I see him taking a little jab at the U.S. there, much deserved. And, he's talking about democracy. He knows we're a republic. Everyone knows we're a republic that can think straight, a constitutional republic. And but the push from the media is democracy. We're a democracy. This is against our democracy. Now, Lukashenko has been in power, you know, since the mid-90s. That's against democracy. But, you know, like you pointed out, and Patrick and I did, the people wanted Lukashenko because he didn't enforce these horrid COVID-19 restrictions on them. Drink vodka and play hockey, he says. Keep businesses open, he says. Wow. Didn't take money from the World Bank. Definitely, you know, he's a leader that cares about his people. And that's something that is lacking worldwide. We've got another caller, Dan from Washington. I want to keep you on, William, if you're available. Finish up your point, and I might bring you and Dan on and do like a little three-way panel and let finish out the show with that. Go ahead.
One thing I did want to comment on is you also talk about Putin and his state of his health and the possibility of him resigning. And I would quote an old Russian proverb that says, "You cannot sell the hide of a bear before it's killed." And if you really get into this, a lot of people believe that, oh, in Russia, you know, the press is pretty much a singular, speaks with one mind. But I know the Russian press very well, and I will tell you that there is more discussion and more differing opinions in the Russian press than I see in the press in the United States. So I think that this idea that you have to understand the complexities of the Russian government, its history, to understand what Putin is actually doing and why, and we might go into that at a later date in detail because it would explain a lot of the things, and it would also explain why there's a lot of people that would hope, they would definitely hope that Putin would be out of there. And I could go in the details about, you know, who these people are and why it's important that Putin affects some of these constitutional changes, if he ever is. I mean, in Russia, many people are afraid of Putin leaving because they know Russian history, and they're very afraid of Putin leaving unless there are some new structures in the government in place so that there will not be a collapse and there won't be a lot of infighting, which the Russian people do not wish. So that's just that's my last comment, Ben.
And you had a good point about the Russian press allowing for dissent, something that the American press is not allowing for now, and they're being blatant about it, questioning the validity of this election and mentioning fraud is foreboding, and you can get your post deleted on social media. So that's a very good point. If you can stay on, I'd like to bring on Dan from Washington.
And yeah, I'll just be in the background, and if I have some comments, I'll make them.
That'd be great. Let's try to do this three-way. I think it'd make for a good show. Dan from Washington, I know you're a good caller. I've talked to you many times before. Welcome to the show, and what's on your mind?
Hey, thanks, Jeremy. It's your first three-way on your show.
Oh, go on. Anyway.
Anyway, happy Veterans Day. And, I'll just make a quick point because William's a good caller. He's more in-depth than I am. I just, real quick, I think it's good Pompeo came out and said, we will have a smooth transition to the Trump presidency. And he said something I thought was interesting. He said, I've been on both sides of this. You know, like he's almost fixed elections before. Or I don't know what he meant by that. But Barr, you know, the investigations are starting. But don't know if this is just a Republican gay op or it's real. So I think we need to see some hard evidence really quick. Like I want to see stacks of fake ballots. Like, you know, if you're talking hundreds of thousands of fake ballots, We need to see that. Republican senators need to see that. They need to present it to the public, to like NPR. And NPR needs, because NPR has a legal obligation through the FCC to report news. So if the Republicans truly have evidence, NPR shouldn't be on there saying, you know, unsubstantiated election fraud accusations like they're doing, because they're totally in denial. And I know NPR's, you know, propaganda. I don't, they are fake news, but that is our public. So that's all I guess my main point is we need to see real hard evidence pretty fast before, so he gets the public support. Otherwise, this whole thing could just fade away. It could just be a Republican thing to keep the base, you know, going until the next election or something.
It's a very valid point. No, it's a valid point that you're making. I heard you on Mike Rivera's show earlier, too. It is very valid. I don't know that Mike or the other callers were quite picking up what you were laying down, my guy, but I certainly did. It's like this. If I quote Breitbart or Alex Jones, even though they, you know, Alex Jones may say something that's true, if I quote him or if I quote Breitbart or any other organization like that media wise, and I put it out there, the public is going to question, well, that's, they have a slant. But if you have such solid evidence that can't be denied, and you force mainstream organizations like NPR and CNN, you know, and the public radio stations, if you force them to cover that, then that's going to hold more clout, I guess, to the American public. We know they're fake. They consider them to be authorities almost. And so if the evidence is so overwhelming that the mainstream has to cover it or they're going to look like idiots, then that's definitely the way to go.
And I hope that's what we see. Yeah, exactly my point. You know, people like Alex Jones will have like Steve Progenic on saying this is all this was all planned. This is a big sting operation. And or you hear the stories of the felt pins in Arizona, of the, you know, and they're not supposed to be in that type of, like, all this stuff's coming out. And I'm just like, hey, we need some real evidence. And that's exactly my point. Because millions of people still listen to NPR and they are more official. And the Republicans have power over, if they all got together and went down to NPR's office or whatever and said, you need to present this or you're going to be in trouble, because they do have enough power to probably replace some staff or, you know, definitely the word would get out. So
that's
I'll let William take over. And I, great show, and thanks for getting my point. Thanks. Have a good night.
No, thank you, Dan. I appreciate you, our truck driving loyal listener and caller, Dan from Washington. And that is a good point. And the name of the game is presenting enough solid evidence that these state legislatures have no choice but to flip the electoral votes. William, do you have a commentary on that?
Well, you know, a long, long time ago, and I can say that because I'm up in my years, I used to listen to NPR. You know, I had a cabinet shop, and I used to have it playing in the background. And when I listen to it from time to time when I'm, you know, stuck in traffic, which you're not usually ever stuck in traffic in Montana. I mean, being stuck in traffic in Montana means having three cars in front of you at the stoplight. But I've turned on NPR, and I've been horrified by what I would call a complete Trump, you know, derangement syndrome. It's almost like when I hear them talking, I don't even know if they're like real people, because they just, there's such an entrenched, you know, sort of liberal anti-Trump sort of rhetoric there, that it's just unbelievable. And so, you know, the idea of Republicans calling up and say, hey, you have to report the news as it is. You can't, you know, just have this continuous, you know, you can't do this. I don't think it'll work, because that, I think that organization is so far gone.
Well, on the other side of the break, thanks. Meantime,
is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My heart is old, it holds my memories. My body burns a gem-like flame. Somewhere between
welcome back.
Soul and soft machine.
In plain sight with Jeremy from Kentucky. I got William still hanging on. And so, you know, Dan was making a valid point that to present evidence of fraud to the JQ public, that the mainstream media is going to have to acknowledge this fraud in order for them to actually believe it. Because I'm not going to convince the average American by quoting Breitbart or Alex Jones or any of these other alternative news sites, even though they may be speaking the truth. So that was Dan's point. William, your point was valid as well, is that you're not going to convince these mainstream media outlets of anything. They have an agenda and they're going to work on it. Here's my take on it, and I want to get your opinion, William, is that if I'm going to approach a Christian Zionist and try to tell them that their support of the modern state of Israel is not biblical, I'm going to go to the book of Acts in the Bible in the New Testament, and I'm going to show them that the Jewish establishment not only crucified Christ, but persecuted the early Christians of the church. And that's the approach I'm going to take. I'm going to approach them on their own grounds, on documents that they would consider valid. Similarly, if I want to try to convince a normie or someone who's in the middle that there's election fraud, forcing the mainstream media to cover the election fraud is going to be the best way to go. I think that was Dan's point, and I know you see that point. William, I want to get your opinion on this. Is it possible to force the mainstream media with enough evidence to cover this fraud to convince the people?
I think one of the things that we're going to have to face is that the mainstream media has grossly failed us in reporting this. And if you go in and look at how they're financed and who finances them and who all these organizations that give grants to NPR for programming, all you have to do is see who's funding this, and you'll see that you're not going to get unbiased reporting from something like NPR. Now I don't really consider NPR, mainstream programming. It's a public funded organization that has just some of these people that are still on, like All Things Considered and some of these other programs. I'm amazed at their ability to hang in there, because some of these people I was listening to 25 years ago, and they seem there's been a lot of organizations that have studied NPR and have criticized them for their whatever you want to call it, liberal bias, and also that they have a whole lot of pet programs that they support. They've received a lot of grants from organizations that we know have a real bias in their coverage. And all you have to do is look at how they cover Israel and Palestine conflict. Both sides have criticized them, but if you actually listen to it, I've been appalled at their coverage of that very sensitive part of news. That's my comment.
Thanks for your commentary, William. We are at a critical point in our nation, and it's going to be interesting to see how it goes. We'll see you tomorrow night on In Plain Sight on OBN.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.